A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Our meditation is taken from three different scriptures. Number one is Psalm 46 and verse number 7. Psalm 46, verse 7. The scripture says, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." We need a refuge, and God is our refuge. He is with us and is our refuge. Is our refuge from the storm. Is our shadow from the heat and our hiding place from the troubles of life. Dear listener, we must understand and come to terms with the reality of the fact that we are not only in the age of decadence, we are also in the age of wickedness. The decadence of this age is so terrible that the whole world fights against what is right. The whole world legislates against what is right and supports what is blatantly wrong in the face of the scriptures and the word of God. And we must make our stand known. Our stand is the scriptural stand. The old world has gone into decadence, supporting what is wrong, supporting lesbianism, supporting gay, and what have you, gay right. What a shame that in our world today, there is legislation to support what is wrong and against what is right. In many advanced nations of the world, you cannot talk about Jesus, but you can talk about gay, you can talk about witchcraft. The world has gone into decay, and it is also a very wicked world. It is a world where people are so diabolical and practice evil and wickedness with reckless abandon. Evil everywhere, wickedness everywhere. And in the face of the wickedness of this age and the decadence of the age, we all need a refuge. We need God to be our refuge, to insulate our lives and our destinies from the evil and the decadence of the age. An age where Adam is marrying Steve, where Ellen is saying, "I do," to Anna. In an age of wickedness, where all kinds of terrible things are happening. An age where a 13-year-old is impregnating a 14-year-old. What a decayed world that we are in. And in this age of decadence, you need God to be your refuge, to insulate and protect you and protect your children, your family from the decadence of this age. You also need God to be your refuge in the wickedness or in the midst of the wickedness of this world, an age where people are willing and ready to use another human being for rituals, an age where someone can enter a public transport system, a bus, owned and operated by the government, and then get killed for entering that bus. And it's a very wicked world. And we an age where politicians will stop at nothing to achieve their aim. They go to using human beings for ritual, sacrificing human beings to accomplish their goal and their ambitions. It is an age of wickedness. And in this age of wickedness and decadence, you need God to be your refuge. You need God to be your shield. You need God to protect you and to defend you. And the second verse or passage of scriptures I'd like us to consider as we look at this very important discussion is Isaiah chapter 25 and in verse number 4. The Bible says, "For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the world." The Almighty is the strength to the poor. He is the strength to the needy who is in distress. And this is refuge from the storm and the shade from the heat. That is what we've been saying, dear listener. The presence of God is essential to be our hiding place from the storms of life, from the vicissitudes of life, to be our refuge, our shade, our insulator from the decadence of the age and from the wickedness of this present world. So God is our strength God is our refuge. God is our shade. For the blast of the terrible ones is at a storm against the world. The blast of the terrible ones, they are very ferocious. But God will be your refuge and your shade from this blast of the terrible ones, in the precious name of Jesus. In the book of Numbers, chapter number 23, from verse 19 to verse 23, the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. As he said, and will he not do? Or as he spoken, and will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a commandment to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord is God is with them, and the shout of a king is among them. God bring them out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild horse, for there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. The Lord is God is with him. That is why he cannot be enchanted. That is why the enemy cannot curse him. The presence of God, the Lord is God, is with him. Israel was uncursable because the Lord is God was with him. Israel could not be dispelled because the Lord is God was with him. If the Lord your God is with you, the enemy's effort at practicing witchcraft or enchantment against you will be in vain. It will fail totally because of the presence of God with you. There is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no divination against Israel because the Lord is God is with him. When the Lord your God is with you, he causes the arrows of the wicked to go back to the sender. The pit they have dug, they fall into it. When they roll a stone, the stone will return upon them. When they shoot an arrow, the arrow will turn back to them. The presence of God, in a nutshell, is a protection for us. For you, it is a protection. It is a hiding place from the storms of life. And so, God's presence is our insulation from the pollutions of this age, from the decadence of this age. God's presence is the insulation and the protection for our children from the decadence of this age, the presence of the Lord. God's presence is our protection from the wickedness of this age. And it is my prayer that you and your household shall be defended and be protected from the decadence of the age. You will not be a victim of the decadence of this age. Your children will not be victim. They will not be swept. Decadence of the age. And I pray neither you nor any of your children will be a victim of the wickedness of this age, because the Lord your God will always be with you, and there will be the shout of a king among you. The Lord will bless you. He will disappoint the devices of the crafty concerning you, and their hands will not be able to perform their enterprise, in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I hide myself and my family, my children, in you from the decadence of this age. We are divinely covered and insulated in the name of Jesus. Father, I hide myself, I hide my family in you, in your presence, from the decadence of this age. We are divinely insulated. We will not be victims of the decadence of this age. We will not be affected by the decadence of this age, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to repeat that prayer and pray and say, Father, you are my refuge. You are my shade from the wickedness of this age and from the terrible blast of the wicked, in the name of Jesus. My Father, you are my refuge, you are my shade from the storms of life, from the wickedness of this age, and the fiery blast of the wicked, in the precious name of Jesus. You will be my refuge. You'll be the refuge of my household from the wickedness of the age and the terrible blast of the wicked, the terrible blast of the enemies, in the name of Jesus. Father, you will shield me. You will shield my household from the wickedness of the age in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray. Let the arrows of the wicked go back upon him in the name of Jesus. Let the evil of the wicked go back upon him in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father, I pray that the arrows of the wicked will go back upon him in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you will disappoint the devices of the crafty concerning me and concerning my household. Their hands shall not be able to perform their enterprise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift your voice and pray and say, Father, let every enchantment of the enemy fail totally. Let every divination of the wicked fail totally. Let their altars fail them. Let their gods disappoint them. Let them be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Let them that seek my heart fall and perish totally in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer in the name of Jesus, and I thank you because it is done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'd like you to lift your voice and make this confession of faith. I walk in victory. I walk in triumph because of the presence of the Lord with me. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my shade. Against the fiery blast of the wicked, against the stormy blast of the terrible ones, the Lord is my refuge and my shade. There is no divination against me. There is no enchantment against me. Every imagination and plot of the enemies concerning me and my household shall fail totally. The Lord shall disappoint the devices of the crafty. Concerning me, their hands shall not be able to perform their enterprise. I walk in victory. I walk in dominion. I am insulated from the decadence of this age. My children, my family, my household is insulated against the decadence of the age, and we are protected from the wickedness of this world. There is no arrow of the enemy that will touch upon us. There is no divination against me and my house. There is no sorcery against me and my house. There is no enchantment against us. The Lord our God is with us. We are victorious. We are divinely protected and covered in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral this Sunday, 8 a.m. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, you may wish to join us at Etisalat Building, opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos. Time for our service in Lagos is 9 a.m. If you are in Abeokuta, join us at Ebinfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Our service is 8 a.m. The Lord bless you as you attend. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.